Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Proverbs 24:3-4. Bishop Patrick Bruce is a seasoned minister of the gospel, bringing decades of experience in pastoral and administrative leadership. He is a man of great wisdom, humility, and faith. He is the senior pastor of Grace Cathedral, a thriving community church under the Dag Heward Mills Ministries, located in Apramasi in Kumasi, Ghana. Now, let's hear him.
Let's pray. Father, thank you so very, very much for every opportunity, every chance, every occasion we have to gather like this. It is not a mistake. It's not a coincidence, but God working out his purposes. And we say, Lord, have your way. Do what pleases you. We are clay in your hands. And thank you, thank you, thank you that you are doing a new thing all the time. Bless us and our time together. In Jesus' name. And all the saints said amen. God bless you. May be seated. Well, these days it is very suspicious what is happening in churches. People who say they are Christians, people who are carrying all kinds of titles. It is very, 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 very mysterious. We are not sure again what we are seeing. That is why it is good to remind ourselves what it means. If you say you are a Christian, what it means, what does it exactly mean? Romans chapter 16, verse 8, and I'm reading from the easy to read version. You know, tell somebody, don't stay with King James, you'll be confused. King James alone will cause confusion in your life. So you must branch out into the modern, easy-to-read versions. Not that we don't understand English, but that they make it clearer. What can you find for me? I don't know what version you will find that is close. But listen to this. Give my greetings to Ampliatus, my dear friend in the Lord, and to Urbanus. He has worked together with me for Christ. Give greetings also to my dear friend Stachys. Verse 10 is what we are looking for. And to Apelles, who has proved himself to be a true follower, whom Christ approves, what the King James says, or New Living Translation. But then easy to read says, and to Apelles, who has proved himself to be a true follower of Christ. Give greetings to everyone in the family of Aristobulus. Hallelujah. So, I want you to understand this morning that it's not simply titles and names that I'm a Christian, I'm in church, I am this, I am that, but some people, we are sure they are Christians. Yeah, we are sure. And some others, we are debating. It's a discussion. We'll consider whether you're a Christian or not. Because of you say one thing, but next thing we'll hear something else, or we'll see you somewhere, or you dress a certain way. Then suddenly all our understanding of your Christianity is shaken. Are you listening? Yeah. So we are happy about Apelles, who has proven himself that he's a real follower of Jesus Christ. We have some Ghanaians who are very English. Some Ghanaians are very American. Some are even Nigerian. And some are just anyhow. Few people love this country. Do you believe me? Few people love this country. Many people, if they get, ask your neighbor, are you one of them? If they get by next week, Monday, or by Wednesday, if they get, when you come on Wednesday, look, one day I was in church, then I got a WhatsApp Sunday morning. I got a WhatsApp from my church member. Hello, Pastor. I said, well, hello, how are you? I'm fine. Then he wrote, I'm in Vietnam. Sunday morning. And I saw him the previous Sunday. He said, oh, I just arrived. No, Thailand. I just arrived. I said, hey, so where you are going? He said, oh, it was sudden. I'm in Thailand. Hey, it was sudden. How sudden is sudden? Anyway, so what it means to be a Christian. And I'm not preaching to anybody. I'm preaching to you. I'm preaching to, because I want you to be a Christian. When you become a Christian, we cannot build a church. Right now, it's just me and one or two people building a church. But when you become a real Christian, we'll have a lot of people working. They will build a church very, very easily. What do you think about that? Put your hands together for that. That's what it means. So, I want you, when I'm preaching this morning, it is to you. And we are talking about the doctrines and the philosophies. It means what we believe as Christians and what and how you should think. You understand? What makes a person is how he thinks. That's what makes you different from anybody else. You think differently. One person thinks that money by any means is good money. Another person says, no, money by the proper means is good money. So how you think will affect how you live and how you behave. So this morning, I'm sowing seeds into your mind and telling you, Barbara, how you should think. Okay? And after thinking, you act in that way. Hallelujah. So, one of the key things that makes somebody a Christian is faith. It's faith. Faith is believing God. Hallelujah. It's faith. Hebrews 11 and verse 6. And it says, our key scripture, but without faith, it is impossible. You see, I don't think we understand this scripture. That without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen. I mean, do you understand what the scripture means? That if you are here, tap your neighbor, tell them, if you are here and you don't have faith, I mean, it says you can do whatever you want to do. You will not please God. Do you understand? I mean, I don't know whether you understand it. The way I know you are quiet, as if you understand, but I don't know your English is that good. No. It means, Janice, that if you don't have faith, yesterday's walking was a waste of time. No, I'm telling you. You should have slept and gone to eat wache or omoto. What do you like eating? Wache, omoto, fufu. What do you like? You should have gone to eat. But to have come to work, all that things without faith, it is useless. Anything you do. Are you guys listening to me? Anything you do that without faith, it is useless. It does not please God. Amen. I want you to understand that faith is not something for senior Christians or for advanced level pastors and senior, those who are serious power have faith. And we. Tell somebody, no. It's not like that. All those who did must have faith. I didn't hear an amen. All those, any, if I tell anybody, you must have faith. Amen. Somehow, we have made faith to be something miraculous, like, oh, when you have faith, you heal the cripples. When you have faith, you can build a 10,000-seater cathedral. When you have faith, then you do wild, wild things. That has been their mind. And because few of us do wild, wild things, it has become like acceptable to not have faith. After all, we all don't have faith. We all did nothing wild. We are all average Christians.
So not having faith is acceptable and it's actually okay. And you can be a very nice person without faith. But tap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you have missed the points. You have missed, and you didn't understand the English. Your English weren't good at that time. Because it says that if you don't have faith, it is, do you know impossible? Hold on, neighbor's dress. Ask him, do you know impossible? You see, Adele, nobody's holding your dress. And you are going to sit one woman alone, one woman champion in your row. Yes, you're a champion in your row. Yeah. Come and sit by your husband and hold it out. Somebody must pull his dress. Come. Yeah. It means nothing that you do is acceptable. Nothing. So look, if you don't have, let me advise you. Tell anybody, if you don't have faith, stop giving offering. You are wasting your money. It's not going anywhere. It's just paying cement and buying cement and iron rods. That's all it is doing. It's not going to heaven to bring any rewards. No. But Bible says, without faith. So faith is a critical ingredient of our Christianity. Hallelujah. I didn't hear a good amen.
Amen.
Are you understanding me? Are you understanding me? We have left faith for pastors and bishops, apostles and prophets. We have left faith for miracle workers. When you see somebody who is calling card numbers 2266, they say, wow, what a man of faith. No, you have missed the point. You have missed the point. No, it's a level of faith. You have that degrees of faith. But that is not, see, when we say, what a man of faith, me, I can't call card number. Who here can call card number? None of us. So we don't have faith here. So what? Who has healed a cripple before? Who has prayed for somebody to receive a car and their person? I was talking to Dr. Kunju Bempa. Charlie, the man is a different kind of man. You are shaking your head. That man, I mean, he's a different kind of man. A man of faith. If he comes here, we all become Muslims. We don't compare. And we will feel very inadequate. That is why this morning I want to re-explain faith. Amen. Amen. I want to re-explain faith in a way that you understand. And you will know that it is you. It's not about miracles or about cripples or doing calling card number or saying your date of birth. We had a service, Prophet Hislod was here. It was not easy at all. He called somebody and told him his grandmother. The person is not true. He said, it's true. Go and call a check. Go and call a check. This is your grandmother. He said, it's not true. I'm not like that. When you call a check, it's true. Yeah, that was his grandmother. And he said, look, you are from this town. The guy said, no, I'm from this town. He said, go and call and check. You are from this town. And where was he from? That town. That's faith. Tell them, try it and see. Try it and see whether you get even one correct. You won't. So this morning, please listen carefully. We are finished joking. Okay, please listen carefully. Because I want you to understand what faith is, so that all of us will somehow begin to please God. That's the key thing. And when you please God, if I get time about prayer, if you please God, then your prayers will be answered. Amen. Mr. Man, come and sit down and listen. You don't have faith. I'm going to take a picture at this time. Come and listen to the faith message. When we finish, I'll post for you. Why? Yes. I'll post for you. Yeah. So, faith. Number one. Romans 10 and verse 17. Number one. So then, faith comes by hearing. Okay? Faith comes by hearing. So, listen. Tell anybody, if you don't hear things, no, tell your neighbor, if you don't hear things, you will never have faith. No. And hearing by the word of God, or hearing the word of God. Yeah. Look, when you miss, hold your neighbor's dress. Tell him, when you miss a Sunday and there's no preaching told to you, you have lost a chance to build faith. That's all. You have lost a chance to build your faith. Yeah. And many of you, I know, especially you, many of you, throughout the week, you never listen to a message. You don't listen to a message. You don't have, there's no space, no desire in your life to listen to message. But you can do all the other musical things. And so, oh, it's not true. Emma, say it well. Thank you. Your whole role, is it true or is not true? Thank you. You don't have time, but you can watch all the adverts and everything. Faith comes by hearing. That's the first thing. So how many want faith? And you see, you wonder how, you're saying, without faith, I cannot please God. So this faith, how can I get it so I can please God? Number one, by hearing. By hearing, you must try. You must, you know, I have a policy. I want to just hear my prophet, what he preached on Sundays. Now, I want to hear. That's all. I just want to hear what he preached. Sometimes, I don't have time. He has preached 3 or 4 times on a Sunday. I want to hear what he's preached. I just want to hear. Like it's breaking news. You must desire to, I want to hear preaching. I didn't hear amen. I want to hear. That's all. Listen. To be honest, any preacher will do. To be honest. But to be more honest. Is that correct? To be more honest, your preacher is the best. Any preaching is good. Go and listen to Bishop Oyedepo, Kenneth Hagan, any of them is good. All breast milk is good for every baby. If your mother die and then your house girl gives you breast milk, you will not die still. It will work. So all breast milk is good. But the best is your mother who has born you and is giving you anti-immunity or whatever it is. So, I want everybody here to decide that I will listen to messages. Amen. I will listen to... you are a pediatrician here. That's why you are clapping like that. She's a neonatologist. So it's even more than that. We don't know what it means, that's all. We don't know what it means. Pay attention. Listen, everybody must decide, I will listen to preaching. That's how faith comes. Mr. Kwashi, I will listen to preaching. I know we don't have gadgets, we don't have time. So at least don't miss Sunday. Where you get some preaching. After this, those who are serious and want to please God more, get more preaching. Amen. Get more preaching. Even on the radio, when there's a radio preaching, go and stand there and listen. When you are walking and hear a radio preacher, who's that? Mensa Otterbill's preaching. Archbishop Duncan Williams is preaching. Just go and stand there and listen some. Why? Because faith is coming to you. Faith is coming to you. Amen. Those of you who can, in your work, while you are working, be playing something. I said be playing something. If in your office, in your work, your whatever you are, I don't know what it is, what you do, have your earphone or have it on your laptop and play a music, and play a message. Amen. Prince, you must be hearing a message. Don't say, I'll be here next Sunday. It's good. Is the barest minimum. But faith comes by hearing. Amen. So try. Try. It's very important. Try. I will hear a message. And if you can, I saw some pictures of some children who were from Somalia. This is
a while ago. So many our children. Hey, look, his eye is bigger than his head.
Shrunking.
Shrunking. And then the hand is bone. And he's lying there.
Yeah.
And then they said, this child eats maybe once every 2 or 3 days. No, there's no food. Somalia is war. Or is it so? Yeah. War plus drought. There's no food. There's nothing. But you see, the point is, the child is not dead. He eats. His mother's milk dried long ago. He's about 3 or 4 years old. But he's something very, very small. He eats about once every 2 or 3 days. So something, or maybe something small every day. So you can have some message, but it's not enough to make you grow. It's not enough to make you grow. And I will explain something. Those who come on Sunday but don't pay attention. Do you understand? You are, at least you have the one weekly meal on Sunday. But when you are here, you don't pay attention. You're not listening. You are just there casually. Oh yeah, I'm here. I'm in church. But you must be here trying to understand, making notes, trying to understand what is the man saying? What is the man saying? Not all are behaving like that. So when you are here, and look, when we finish, I promise you, go around and check people's notes. You'll be amazed at what they've written. You see stories and you hear totally that I didn't say. Oh yeah. No, I'm just trying to help you to understand how important it is that you hear messages. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, you gotta hear messages. Oh, you add the slangs, you know, you add it. We are reasonable service. We are free to do American slangs. You gotta hear messages. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So starting from today, try every day throughout the week. I'll hear something every day. Otherwise, you will never please God. Yeah, hallelujah. And faith is not some mystical impartation of laying on hands. When you go for a program with somebody, they lay hands on you, then shoom, faith has come. No. It comes by hearing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Number two, about faith. What faith is? Number two, tell somebody, don't stagger. Romans 4 and verse 20. Don't stagger. This is about Abraham. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. You got this. Romans 4, verse 20. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. You see, some of you, the English was, King James English is back to front. So you don't understand what he's saying. But he's saying that because of he didn't stagger because of unbelief. He didn't have unbelief. Unbelief will make him stagger. What is stagger? Stagger means that he was not walking steadily. He was not walking steadily. He was shaking. Hallelujah. But was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, faith is to believe what you hear. Believe what you hear, no matter how fantastic. Are you listening? No matter how wild. If somebody come to you and tell you, okay, faith, somebody tell you that I see you in some years' time in your own private jet. Don't say, what? Are you crazy? Say, amen. Yeah. Some years ago,
some years ago, I was in my house. Then some guy came to see me. He said, "Oh, Pastor, I want to see you." I said, "What is it?" He came and sat down with me. Then he was saying a few things. He said, "Okay, Pastor, please, I need help." I said, "What?" He said, "I want to borrow 30,000 cedis."
I almost laughed at him. I want to borrow 30,000 cedis to go and buy a car, you know. And I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, but I don't have that." And then he went away. Then I called Prophet Kakra. I said, "Prophet Kakra, here's some funny story. The guy came to borrow 30,000 cedis. Then he asked me, so what did you say?" I said, "Oh, me, I laughed." He said, no. "You must say amen." I said, "Say amen." He said, "Yes. Somebody thinks you have 30,000 cedis to give. What a blessing. Somebody is seeing you and saying you have 30,000 cedis. Tell them, may your vision over me come to pass." You didn't say the amen well. "Hey, I see you in a black Range Rover." Say amen. Don't say for the way. "Tico, I like a Tico. I mean, I'm okay with it." No. Don't, you see, listen. And it says, I think verse 11, 21, hoping against hope. You know, even when there is no hope, are you listening? Even when there's no hope, he was hoping. Even when you know that there is no hope, my family, where I come from, my house, nobody has car. My uncle is a taxi driver. The other senior uncle is a trot driver. And my nobody has gone to university. So when somebody says that, "I see you in America with a black Range Rover," don't say, "Brah, take your time. Do you know where I'm coming from?" Don't talk like that. What do you say? What do you say? Amen. I see a silver BMW. Yes. Say amen. Do not, are you listening? Do not struggle to believe. Do not struggle to believe. Just believe. Just believe. Whatever you hear, whatever is said to you, and you see, you don't know who it is who is talking to you. Is he a child or a grown up? Is he a prophet or a pastor? You don't know what it is. So look at me. Any good thing, I say it always, any good thing you hear that you like, say amen. And don't say amen with just your mouth. Say it with your heart. Amen. When they said, "Oh, I see wedding bells ringing." Hey, you say amen. Your head like coconuts. You will say amen. "I see somebody walking down here with a beautiful white gown in my air-conditioned chapel." Somebody should shout, "I believe it." Yeah. Why? Because that is how faith operates. The world was made, was framed by the word of God. 11:2. Hebrews 11:2. The world was framed. So everything that is made was made by what is not, by what is not seen. So it is what you hear. You don't have to see anything. You don't have to see anything. So that things which are seen by means of things which do appear or not seen. The English is, look, read other versions, okay? Don't stay on the King James alone. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Believe what you hear. That's faith. I believe. So when they come and say, that, "Listen, you are going to America this year. What's the answer?
Yeah.
How many want to go to America this year? Father, don't let them go. Don't let them go. If you stay, if you go, who will go to Africa? Stay with me. Visit. No, I don't trust some of you. They won't come back. They won't come back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing what? The word of God. And when that word comes to you, believe it. Tell your neighbor, when I say don't stagger, I mean don't struggle to believe. Don't give up your faith in the middle of the journey. Whatever it is you hear,
Angelo, whatever you hear, say amen. If this, I see you as a millionaire. I was very happy recently. Somebody wrote, I think it was Eno, who was proclaiming millionaires on our page. Then she left our person. And he said, hey, why did you leave me out? Then he had me to my decision. Why did you leave me out? Tell somebody, don't struggle to believe. Oh, hold that person by the address. Don't struggle. Don't, it's not a tug of war. Just believe it. Just believe it. I see somebody driving, building a mansion, 17 bedrooms. Ah, it's a village. I see somebody, your house is big enough for your whole family, and then you leave it and then go and stay in a chalet outside because that's it. Believe it. Somebody will give away $1 million. I will be the one. You didn't say I'll be the one. Not all of you. I said somebody. I didn't say all of you. So only one of you or two of you will give away $1 million. Only one or two of you. Not, the rest of you, you have, you just be there giving offering, normal offering. That's faith. And you see, somebody will say that $1 million there. I suspect maybe Rosemary or Dr. Henry. Maybe Dr. Eno. Yes. I'm thinking of those who are potential $1 million givers. So when I look, Pastor Kofi looks a bit weighty. So he can be a $1 million giver. So I'm checking to see those who can. As for Adelaide, no. Adele, dear, no. Adele, Janice, this road, yeah, forget them. Let's check. Where are they? Check. You're making a mistake. Say me. Don't check anybody. Don't check anybody. That don't even check those who look, wear glasses, and not. They're the ones who have money. I am the one. I am the one. That's faith. Don't stagger. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen.
Amen.
What is that word? Don't stagger. Tell somebody, don't stagger. Say it again. Don't stagger. Don't struggle to believe. Believe whatever. Whatever they say. Whatever they say. If they say something impossible, believe it. Because with God, all things are possible. That's all. Your GPA is CWP. I don't know what it is now. CWA. CWA is 2.9. It's bad, eh? 2.9. And you are going to graduate next year. Lord, I need a miracle. Lord, I need a miracle. No. Listen. There was a young lady who was doing law in a university. And she was to graduate. Her mother has struggled to pay the school fees. So school fees was, it was very expensive university. So she has struggled to pay the school fees. So she was trailing. And then she wrote the trail and she trailed again. So final year now, they are going to graduate. And this is your last chance to write the paper. So she wrote the paper. Then when the results came, she had trailed again. So she said that I had to go and tell my mother that this year I'm not graduating. And it was a financial beast. So she went and told her mother. Her mother is a pastor. She said, no, I don't accept it. I said, oh, this one, what do I, what is there to accept? I have failed. I have trailed. So I'm not graduating. The mother said, no, I don't accept it. Then the mother called other people to come and pray. You won't believe it. The school wrote to her, you are graduating. How? How did it happen? I don't know how. But somewhere. So when that thing came, she knew she had failed. When that thing came, they had passed her and she graduated. That's all. You see, how God will do it, we don't care. We don't know. But that He will do it is what we believe. That's faith. I believe it. Amen. I believe it. Tell somebody I believe. I believe anything. Oh, say I believe what you say what you like. I believe it. Say any good thing. I believe it. Amen. That's faith. Say any good thing. Hallelujah. So number one is what? Faith comes by hearing. Number two, don't stagger. Don't struggle to believe. Amen. And number three, Romans 4:17. Faith talks, calls things that be not. Faith calls things that be not. Romans 4:17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before God, whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. This particular one, they are like the King James. God calls things that are not, they are not there, but he calls them as if they were there. Hallelujah. They are not there, but he calls them as if they were there. So he's saying something that is not true, as if it were true. Are you listening? Yeah, that's faith. He calls those things that be not as if they were there. So listen to me. Faith is to say, listen carefully, listen carefully. Listen, are you listening? Faith is to say what you like. Say what you like. That's faith. Say what you like. Amen. Let's say it. Look, faith is to talk by heart and make a confession by heart. Because with God, all things are possible. So, Mark 11, whatever you believe, you pray for, believe, you confess, believe, believe. Once you believe, say anything. Amen. That's why when Jesus was walking on water, and Peter saw him walking on water, and he was a fisherman, he says, Lord, bid me come. Lord, bid me come. I mean, come where? Come where? But he was talking by heart. What he was saying was totally unreasonable. Totally unreasonable. What Peter said. But because he said it. And what did Jesus say? Come. There's one word, come. And what happened? And he went. And he went. Amen. No, are you listening? Amen. Faith is that, and let me just qualify it. Because some things that you say, you're not thinking. No, I have to be careful to explain this one. Because some things you say that you don't mean. You don't mean what you are saying. I mean, you are almost like talking. Okay? But faith is to say something that I really want, even though I don't know how it will come. There's a distinction I have to try to make. Are you paying attention? This is a very important distinction, because sometimes you are saying something, you are laughing in your head. As you are saying, you're laughing, this one guy, I know it won't happen. And I say, oh, Charlie, when I come, I'm going to give me your ATM card, but I know she won't give me. Yeah, I know she won't give me. But I'm just trying to test her or something. But you can come to another person and say, listen, I need your ATM card. Give it to me. And you'll be amazed that someone will give you the ATM card. Yeah, you'll be amazed. So there must be a distinction between talking without meaning and then talking really something you want. But faith is to say anything you want and really want it and believe that I can get this thing. With God, all things are possible. Therefore, I can get this thing. I can get this thing. If you really want it, nobody will say, I want to be in America this evening. Nobody will say it, because
nobody has to be in America this evening. If you had to be in America this evening, you start saying it long ago. Okay. So to say that I'll be in America this evening, which is impossible, and it won't happen, you say, you see, I told you some things can happen. But that is because that is a kind of like what Jesus said, that will not test the Lord your God. Don't, you are saying something that is not likely to happen. But if you really, if something happened and you really needed to be somewhere, you'll be amazed that God can turn all things around. Amen. Oh, I said amen. That is why one of what faith is to us is that be bold to say what you like. And that is why some of you can't say, you see, out of embarrassment, shyness, fear, or whatever. How many want to get married? Do you raise your hand? They're just hands are down. They are saying like that, hands are down. What are you confessing? What are you saying? How many want to really get a lot of money and don't want to raise their hand for some reason? But about marriage and those things, you just be polite and just see that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somehow, I said you can't say it clearly and boldly. Amen. But faith is to say it what you want. Call it. I want something and I'm saying it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you here this morning? Faith is, I want something and I say it. See, look, what do you want? What do you want? Say whatever you want. I said, say whatever you want. God will hear an answer. With men, some things are impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. All things are possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you here this morning? Say whatever you want. I want to fly. You will fly. I want to buy my own car one day. You just say it. I want to go to America. I want to have an international passport. I want a rent. Say whatever it is. Amen. That is faith. That is, so if you want something, you can't say it, then you don't have faith. And then if you don't have faith, not only do you not get that thing, but you don't please God. When you don't have faith, not only do you not get what you are looking for, but even beyond that, you don't please God. Hallelujah. Are you listening? And to make it even clearer, number four. So listen. There are two things about faith that I'll just highlight right now. Number one, there are two sides of faith. Number one is what God says, or what a man of faith says that you hear. That's one side of faith. What somebody will say that you will hear. That's one, it's a coin. One side is what somebody will say that you hear. And the other side is what you will say. What you will confess yourself. That is faith. So faith is somebody speaking to you, or you speaking yourself. Me, my church that we are building at Pomasi, I tell you, to be a super fantastic church. There'll be so many. They are asking me that I don't have parking in the church. I said, my church, listen, I don't need parking. I want the whole street. The whole street. We are causing traffic jam in Abomase. If you like, come in your trotro or come in. I don't mind. You can take trotro still. I don't mind. But those of us who like cars, we are parking down the whole street. And down the whole street, we are parking. And there's a warning. Those who come late, you park far down and they will steal your wheel caps. The area boys will come and steal your wheel cap. When you come, it's gone. Say, oh, pastor, it's your fault. Why do you come late? I can't let ashes walk all the way down there. It's too far. Walk there and come back. And then they go and come back. They've come to remove the wheel caps and they've gone away. Come early by the church. Amen. And so if you are thinking, who will be the car owners? Who will be the car owners? So yes, maybe Pastor Henry, and then Akrisi is working as a project manager at USD, so maybe he'll get a car. I'm not sure. I asked Rosemary, Rosemary, she'll get a car. Yes. Jordy has one. She'll get another one. You know, yes. But as for this road, this road, I don't trust. Why don't you trust? It's not by our might. It's God who give us car. Say, I'm getting my car before Rosemary's car. I'm getting my car. She has a Toyota. Okay, keep your Toyota. I'm getting my BMW. I will go German before she goes German. I'm going German before she goes German. She's Japanese or Korea. What are you? You're not sure. Look at something too. I'm going German. BMW, Mercedes or Audi. I'm going German. I'm buying a proper car. You know, tell them, yeah, I'm crossing that line. I'm crossing that German line. I'm saying it myself. You are there saying that you don't want that. I'm getting a car. What? It is what I say. That is faith. That is faith. Amen. If you are what does it mean to be a Christian? What? I'm not talking about money. Oh, I'm talking about a Christian, a normal Christian. I'm not talking about being a pastor. No, please, you're a pastor. Sit down. You're confusing the church. You say pastors are preaching. No. I'm not talking about being a pastor. Being a Christian. Being a normal Christian, this is what it means. Not that I'm going to talk about bishops and other reverends, missionaries who have done a supernatural thing. I've gone to leave a foreign country. Hey, these people, in fact, it's a mistake. They shouldn't be here. They are confusing the church as missionaries, are people of high faith have come to the church. Great faith are here. So we, the locals who are here, we don't belong. No. No, 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 no. I said, no, 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 no. Amen. Yeah. Tell your neighbor, don't struggle to believe. And then secondly, say whatever you like. My church, it will be fantastic. They say the building is small. I said, I like it small. Oh yeah, I like it small and cozy. And we'll have a tea table at the back. Leticia, my tea table. Have you got my teacups? You have not got my teacups. Look, it's her fault. If there's no teacup in the church and it's plastic cup, ask for tea, there'll be tea. But how you do the tea is a question. If it's plastic cup, please, this one is the one who gave you plastic cup. Because I'm saying buy teacup and saucer and a teaspoon. And you hold like this. That's my church. Say you're all about your church. That's my church. We'll be having teacup and working. And a small scone or something in a saucer. Shabakataya. It shall come to pass. It shall happen. Amen. And then, look, there are so many things more, but I'm just giving you four for this morning. Number one is what? Faith comes by hearing. Number two, don't struggle to believe. Number three, say what you like. Let's change number three. Say what you like. Say what you like. Okay, let's change number three. Say what you like. Okay? So that is not easy. And then number four, don't be in a hurry. Isaiah 28 and verse 16. Therefore, thus said the Lord God, behold, we all know this scripture, it's a song, but you don't know the end of it. I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. And the last part is, he that believeth shall not make haste. Anybody who believes will not be in a hurry. Amen. Amen. Because as for God, God lives outside time. Where God is, it's called eternity. There's no time. So when God comes to us, he comes outside time to our life. So this time is in his hands. He can do what he likes. We have it in the Bible twice. Time went backwards. Twice in the Bible, time went backwards. So we know it can happen. So as for God, he's in no hurry at all. Amen.
with God, there's nothing like too late. Nothing. He just does what he wants when he's ready. What does Jesus 6 say? He has made what? All things beautiful in his time. In his time. God, you see, you must relax. Are you listening to me? You must relax. After you ask God for something, ask him. Don't assume. Ask him. After asking him, what do you do next? Relax. After asking, no, I don't think you believe me this morning. You don't believe me. Mr. Kwashi, after asking God for whatever you want, what do you do? Relax. They say, oh, if I ask again, it means unbelief. No. It means I'm very serious. I'll ask again, then I'll relax. Then I'll ask, have you seen a child asking mommy for toffee? You have not seen some before. Hey. 100 times. Unrelenting. Because they know mommy has toffee. And they know mommy will give me toffee. And right now, I'm not getting it right now, but I'll get it. Just take your time. You watch me, I'll get the toffee. And they'll be asking, mommy, toffee. They'll follow, they'll hold the dress up, mommy, toffee. You now, you are tired. Hey, come on, collect it. Take and go. Take and go. Oh, it's not true. You have seen some before. Yes, you have some in your house. Listen, after asking, take your time. Taking your time doesn't mean give up. Give up means I don't care again. I won't get it. Whereas, take your time means I'm still waiting. I am still waiting. There are two different minds. You see, look, you're talking about be serious. I'm telling you how to think. How to think. So this is how you think. This is what you be in your head. Not anything you are doing. That when you ask God for something and it doesn't come, don't say, I won't get it again. Say, I'm waiting. And when you are waiting for somebody, once you say, Charlie, are they way to? Just remind him, Charlie, are they way to? He says, those who call upon the Lord, give him no peace. Give him no peace. Either way, so I'm waiting. I don't have money. Oh, no problem. I'm waiting. Then you go on. They say, hey, God, by the way, I did hear still. I'm not complaining. I'm not shouting. I'm reminding you I'm still here. There's a song, I don't mind waiting. Oh, it's a very good song. Yeah, I don't mind waiting. I can wait. When you are traveling for the first time to America and the plane is delayed, will you get there and go home? No. I mean, today is the day you go to America for the first time. You have the visa, you have the ticket, departure 7 o'clock. You are there by 4. And you are sitting down at the airport. They announce, sorry, it delayed from 7 to 12. I won't go again. Is that what you say? I won't go again. What will you say? I'll wait. Oh, Captain Man, take your time. I am here. I'm in the airport. I've crossed immigration. I've crossed passport control. I've crossed security. I'm in the exit zone. Oh, Pastor Man, take your time. I'll wait for you. 12:01, I'll wait for you. When they say body, that is my key. Until then, I'm very comfortable to walk around the airport, window shopping, looking around. In my mind, I'm almost there. In my mind, I'm almost in America. Because as a Ghanaian, for the first time, I've crossed the passport control, I've crossed security, I've crossed immigration. I'm now on the other side, duty-free side. Oh, I'm there. They can delay again because tomorrow morning, I'll wait. Amen. That's faith. I'll wait. I don't mind waiting. Hallelujah. Are you here? That, you see, without these three things, you will not be a good Christian. You will not be a good Christian. You will not see the real benefit of what does Romans 16 say? He has proved himself a good follower of Christ. He has proved 16 something. He has proved himself a good follower of Christ. That's what we are looking at this morning. how we can be good followers, real Christians, not in name. A Christian in name, you are not enjoying the benefits. You're just there struggling as it is. But a Christian, a real Christian, you will have it to your benefit all the time. Hallelujah. This morning, without faith, it is impossible. Romans 11:6. Without faith, it is impossible. You can even fast and you can even give up everything, struggle, squeeze. You will not please God. He'll be happy with you. Whatever is not of faith is sin. That's another level, but we will not go there. It's worse. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So I gave you four keys. What's key number one? Faith comes by hearing. Amen. Faith comes by hearing. You must, Angelo, faith comes by hearing. Listen, you must hear messages. You must hear messages. You must go out and find a message and listen to it. Say, oh, I don't have time. You don't have time. No, you are missing something. You are missing something. Faith comes by hearing. Number two, don't stagger. Don't struggle to believe. No, look, I remember the prophet told the man that there's a river in your village. And he said, oh, there's no river. He said, no, there's a river. I see you in the place standing by a river. And he said, then it's not my village, but there's no river. He says, go look. Go ask. Go ask. And he said, he came the next day. It's true. He asked his mother, there's a river in the village. It has dried up. Yeah. And then he told somebody, on your street, there's a Chinese store. The guy said, no, there's no Chinese store. Do you remember? There was no Chinese store. There's a Chinese store. No Chinese store. Okay, no problem. Well, God, when he came, I said, it's true. It's down there. You see, tell somebody, don't struggle to believe. Believe it. Rather say, I don't know, than say it's not true. And number three is what? Say what you like. I've changed it. Say what you like. Call those things that be not as though they were. One of my friends, he went to somebody's house, went to visit a couple. While he was, when he got there, they asked him to come inside and sit down. So he came in and sat down in the hall. While he was sitting down there, a little boy passed in the hall. He just opened one door, walked across, and went across, and went through the room. No children, they don't mind anybody. He just crossed and went. Then he sat there waiting. After a while, the parents came. They were chatting, they spoke. When they had finished chatting, they said, oh, I'm going. So, where is your son? Let me just say hello to him. I don't know why you also asked for the son. And the man said, oh, you don't have children. I said, oh, you don't have children. Then you are getting a child. You don't have children. So there's a child in this house. You don't have children. Then you are getting a child. 9 months, they had a child. Yeah, they had a child. Because, you see, it's not there. But he saw it. We are not prophets. We can't see. But we can say, we can create with our mouths. So say this year, oh, I'm holding my baby. They will say, oh, you are mad. You'll be sitting there. I'm learning how to drive. Why? Because my car is coming soon. They'll say, you don't have a job. What car is coming soon? Your GPA is 2.9. You're getting a car. Look, I say, hey, it's not by GPA. It's by CWA. It's by God giving a car. This morning, say something you like. Tell God, stand to your feet this morning. Tell God something you like.
Thank you for listening. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with someone who might also need to hear it. The Bible says, "The Lord gave the word, and great was the company that published it." To share a testimony or to request prayer, send us a message on WhatsApp to +2 332 059 11275. God bless you.